We don't believe in sin. We don't believe in the devil. We don't believe that there's such a place like hell.
I don't know what you mean by objective truth.
I believe there's an almighty God who speaks to different faiths.
I think the standard needs to be more Bible-based rather than exclusively Christ-based.
Take Jesus out of Scripture, and what a higgledy-piggledy sort of book that is.
I'm a Christian. I pray to Jesus Christ our Savior, and I've been doing it for many, many years.
One of the basic things that Christians do, I mean, this is not optional. This is something that every Christian does, whether they know they're doing it or not. One of the basic things that a Christian does is listen to the Word of God being preached. Did you know that preaching isn't optional either? I mean, this day and age where the brightest gurus in the church all around us are telling us that there are all sorts of ways of communicating the gospel, and of course there are, but they are forgetting that Christ commanded the preaching of His Word, that repentance and the forgiveness of sins be preached in His name to the very ends of the earth. And so you've got drama, you've got skits, you've got an interview format, a lot of very frustrated talk show host wannabes out there replacing the preaching of God's Word with whatever they want to do to communicate God's Word. But one of the basic things that every Christian does is listen to preaching. We do sermon reviews here on Issues, etc., and the reason we do it is because you got to know how to listen to a sermon. It's not just sitting there in the pew with your ears open. You need to know what you should be listening for and why. So we're going to review a sermon here in the first few minutes of Issues, etc. Greetings and welcome. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live this Monday, the 29th of September. Thanks for tuning us in. Our call-in number for the next 2 hours of the program, 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943, or you can email us right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. After a half-hour sermon review, a sermon preached yesterday by Pastor Will Whedon of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois, on Revelation chapter 12, Pastor Paul McCain will join us here in studio. We're going to talk about the Lutheran confessions. Now, if you have heard the term Lutheran, you wonder, what does it mean? The best answer to that is the Lutheran confessions. What these old confessions crafted in the 16th century say Christians are to believe and not to believe. We're going to begin a 7-part weekly series with him on the Lutheran confessions. We'll follow that with a short conversation with him on St. Michael and All Angels. That's what the church was celebrating yesterday on Sunday, and then Pastor Peter Bender will join us. We conclude our series on the Apostles' Creed. God the Holy Spirit will be the subject with Pastor Peter Bender in the last part of Issues, Etc. today. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. These sermon reviews are open for your phone calls as well, or your email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Why do we need to know how to listen for good preaching, and what is good preaching? Well, the Bible tells us what good preaching is. A lot of pastors say, I've got Bible-based sermons. Every pastor should say that, I think. Well, Jesus tells us that if your sermon is Bible-based, it sure as heck better preach Him, that is Christ, not the Christian, but the Christ. He says, you search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. Well, that's true, but these are the Scriptures that testify about Me, says Jesus. That's John 5:39. The shortest sermon ever preached by one of the greatest preachers, at least by Jesus' account, is Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. It's a short sermon. It proclaims Christ as the sacrifice for sins. And this is why St. Paul will say things to the Corinthians like, I was determined to know nothing among you except Christ and Him crucified. And a lot of preachers will tell you that their sermons are Spirit-filled. Well, if they are, they better proclaim Jesus suffering, dead, and alive again for a world of sinners every Sunday, every sermon to every sinner, because Jesus tells us the Holy Spirit, when He comes, will testify of Him. So if your pastor's testifying about something else on Sunday morning, he might be preaching, but he's not preaching a Christian sermon. He might be a Christian preaching a sermon, but he's not preaching Christ and Him crucified, and he really needs to, because you really need Jesus every Sunday. Don't give Jesus the week off and don't let your preacher do it. So as we review this sermon from Pastor Will Wheaton on Revelation chapter 12, beginning at verse 7, we want to keep three things in mind. Just listen for this. It will tell you at least whether or not the sermon's about Jesus and his crucifixion and resurrection for you. How often is Jesus mentioned? Keep a simple running tally. As the preacher preaches, you just make a slash mark every time you hear Jesus mentioned. It's not the big guy upstairs or God in general. We're talking about Jesus Christ, second person of the Trinity. Now, that doesn't tell you very much, but it will tell you that if you can't put a single slash mark on your bulletin as you keep notes there for a mention of Jesus' name, if Jesus isn't mentioned, then the sermon wasn't about him. It was about something or someone else. If Jesus is mentioned, go on and ask yourself this question. Is Jesus the subject of the verbs? Now, this is a simple grammatical question. Is Jesus the one doing the doing, doing the action as the preacher tells you what's going on? Is it Jesus that's doing the action in the sermon? This is important because what Jesus did for you is key. It's the center of all of Scripture's testimony. What Jesus did for you in his perfect life, his death, and his resurrection. And then if Jesus is mentioned and he is the subject of the verbs, you can go on to part three, which is, what are the verbs? Is your preacher talking about a Jesus who comforts, empowers, facilitates, helps, inspires? Or is he talking about the Jesus who lived for you, suffered for you, died for you, and was raised for you? There's a big difference between the enabling Jesus and the Jesus who saves. So is Jesus mentioned? Is he the subject of the verbs? And what are those verbs? And at the end, you can step back and ask yourself the question, what problem has the preacher diagnosed in me and what remedy has he given me to that problem? So let's listen to this sermon and review it. Pastor Will Wheaton preaching yesterday at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois. The text, Revelation chapter 12, beginning at verse 7.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, when the 70 came back, they thought that the really cool thing was that they could go around in the name of Jesus and say, back up, Jack, and back off. And Jack had to back up and back off. The demons, when they spoke in the name of Jesus, listened to them and fled. The demons trembled at that name and they ran away from it. Because the Lord always goes with his name. Where his name is, there he is. Why do you think we began the liturgy? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Where his name is, you will find him. And the him whom you find is the one that no demon wants to meet. They yowl and yammer in terror before him. Do you see then what idiots we are when we treat his name as a nothing? When we take it in vain. Jesus Christ, someone mutters under their breath in discouragement or disgust. And the moment that the name is uttered, the demons turn tail and run, recognizing who is present in it. But we mutter on, just as though we'd not said blasphemy. The demons, they are terrified of the one who bears that name because they know that the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. If we can't see who meets us in the name of the Lord, they do. They know the one who owns that name is no mere mortal. That flesh and blood belong to the only begotten Son of God, through whom they were made, against whom they rebelled, and whom they still hate and fear. That name comes striding in, and they turn tail and go running the other direction. Come on, admit it. That's pretty heady stuff, and you'd agree with the disciples. Jesus does not tell them that it's wrong to have all this joy at the power that resides in his name. He rejoices with them when he says, I saw him fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority
to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. That is one huge promise. Nothing shall hurt you. Satan shall never be able to overcome them. This obviously did not mean that they would not suffer. You know they did. You know you do. It means instead that as they live in the name, they are safe from any suffering, any evil ever being able to damage them. They cannot be hurt by it, taken in by it, or swallowed up by it.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're reviewing a sermon by Pastor Will Wheaton of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois, on Revelation, beginning verse 7 of chapter 12. It's preached on the occasion of St. Michael and all angels. In fact, we'll have a short conversation with Paul McCain a little later in the program on St. Michael and all angels. But this is really about the name of Jesus. Our call in number, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. We do have the text of Pastor Whedon's sermon posted under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. Look under the on-demand page for the text of this sermon. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Tina McRae, Pastor Nathan Dudley, Austin Burns, Randy Sorensen, Pastor Carl Fakencher, Jim Mountjoy, C.D. Coughlin, Pastor David Boyce Clare, Julie Preuss, Don Lorenz, and J. Todd Possett. Thanks for your support.
618-223-8384. It's the new phone number for the Issues Etc. listener comment line. 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues Etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.
Preaching Christ and Him crucified. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran Church, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois. Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland. Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming. Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington. Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois. Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas. St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois. Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois. Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois. Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Sponsors. The Issues Etc. 300.
Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel. Tell me of the God-man who bore all the blame. Hey,
tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss oneness, Pentecostalism. Ron Rhodes will be our guest. We'll also begin a series with Dr. Arthur Just on the threefold office of Christ, that's prophet, priest, and king. If you're not keeping track, Jesus as prophet will be the subject we'll take up with Dr. Arthur Jess tomorrow on Issues Etc. We're reviewing a sermon, as we often do here on Issues Etc. Listening for Jesus, is he the subject of the verbs, and what are the verbs so far? There's no shortage of Jesus in this sermon by Pastor Will Wheaton of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois, and we've got a Jesus who is saving And he's focusing on the name of Jesus Christ. In fact, the name means a lot. When Jesus was given his name by the angels before his conception, or perhaps at his conception, we're told the name is Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. What really makes you wonder why there are so many preachers out there preaching a Jesus who doesn't. His name doesn't mean he will enable you to live a better life, or he'll help you find your purpose in life. His name doesn't mean that he will inspire you to go on and do bigger and better things. His name means he will save his people from their sins. There's a sermon all by itself, just the name of Jesus. Back to this sermon by Pastor Will Wheaton of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois.
For it is the name of the crucified, and he is the one whom no evil could conquer. His cross cries out, "You can't make me hate you. I love you. I forgive you." And thus he overcomes evil with good. The hatred and the evil and the sin of this world cannot harm you as long as you live in the name. You remember Proverbs 18:10? If not, you should. That should be one you put in your spiritual arsenal and keep handy at all times. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. No power of the enemy can touch the person who lives in that impregnable tower. It cannot be breached. It cannot be overcome. The name of the Lord is strong, secure, and certain. And as we just said, it's where our help is. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The only way we can be defeated is if Satan seduces us into leaving the name. The name into which we have been baptized. The name which our catechism teaches us to begin and to end every day with. The name in which we gather week by week. The name by which the Holy Absolution is given to us. The name which in the benediction is placed upon us to bless us. The name in which we pray, and by which we are assured of being heard. The name of the triune God, the holy, holy, holy. You live in it, and you are safe. You exit it, and you are lion's food. For he prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
All right, I take a break here just to point something out. The reason part of our sermon diagnostic is how often is Jesus mentioned is because there's more in his name than just anybody else's name. And Pastor Wheaton is doing a good job of pointing that out. And it makes it all the more a tragedy that as the church has sought to contour itself and conform itself to the sensibilities of an unbelieving world and culture, it has correspondingly used the name of Jesus less and less and less. Until there are sermons where Jesus doesn't get mentioned at all. Until there are Sundays where the cross of Jesus Christ goes unpreached to people who desperately need it, both Christians and unbelievers. Which is why we need to speak the name all the more boldly.
But Jesus has more that he wants them to be rejoicing in than just power over the demons, than just the power in his name. And so he says to them, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you. You rejoice in this, that your names are written in heaven." It is joy to live inside the name of God. But to live inside the name of God is to realize the unspeakable, unfathomable joy that God knows you by name. And he not only knows you, he has written down your name as one who belongs to him. You are his. In all your sin, in all your failure, in all the mess you have made of your life, you are his. He insisted on having you before you could move a hand to help or prevent him. He knew you, the bright, shining moments of your life, and also those dark, miserable secrets that you hope no one will ever find out about you. He knew you in it all, and he loved you. Unthinkable. Who can get their mind around it? God loved you in his Son, and in his Son, he wrote down your name in heaven, written in the spilled blood of the eternal Son, the blood that proclaims you forgiven, loved, and his. And when you are long turned to dust and ashes, and no one on earth remembers you anymore, you do not have to worry, because you are remembered by the only one who ultimately matters. How could he forget you? Your name, written in heaven in that precious blood. And so rejoice. And as if that were not enough, there's the more that we celebrate today. Saint Michael and all angels. Today we rejoice that God turns to his servants, the holy angels, and says, you see these names I've written down here in the blood of my Son? It is your job to go out and serve them, to protect them. Sometimes we have intimations that it's even happening around us, suspicions that we've been blessed by an angel. Off they go, eager to do his bidding, ministering to the heirs of salvation. They know you, both by the fact that your name is written in heaven and by the fact that his name is on you. The water dried up a long time ago, but they still see the cross engraved on your forehead and on your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. They see it and they know, here is one of my Father's little ones whom I must protect, whom I must serve. Here's one that belongs to my Master in heaven. And their job is not done until they bring your soul from your body into paradise. Into paradise may the angels lead you, the church sings, or in another version, Lord, let at last thine angels come. To Abram's bosom bear me home, that I may die unfearing. And there you'll join them in their song of praise, and you and they will wait for the joyful moment when your flesh will be raised, when the demonic menace will be once and for all time banished, when the joyful feast begins that has no end. Meanwhile, you're rejoicing here and now in the name of God and in your name written in heaven and in the angels who keep watch over you. All of this is God's idea. And for it, we send up glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, in whose name we live, in whose name we will die, and in whose name we will be raised to live forever. Amen.
All right, there's the sermon. I cannot help but think the way he ended it, a funeral service where finally as the casket's going down beneath the earth, the pastor is speaking those words, may God the Father who made this body, God the Son who redeemed this body with his blood, and may God the Holy Spirit who sanctified this body as his temple, keep these remains until the resurrection of all flesh. Do you realize that that's what's going to get you out of the grave on the last day, is the powerful name of Jesus Christ and him crucified for you? I love the line, the water has long since dried up and gone, but they, that is the angels, still see the sign of the cross that was once placed on your forehead and heart, marking you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. That's what Jesus' name is. It's about Jesus who saves us sinners. Now, you can read Pastor Whedon's sermon on the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. www.thehopeforthehill.org. Coming up after the break, Pastor Paul McCain joins us here in the studio, publisher and executive director of the editorial department of Concordia Publishing House. We'll begin a 7-part weekly series with him on the Lutheran Confessions, and then we'll talk about St. Michael and all angels observed by the church on this day. I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned.
Salvation, how he lived and how he died for me on the cross. Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel, give me the good news of God's only son. Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel, give me his body, give me his blood.
Christ-centered, cross-focused. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues, Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues, Etc. Matt Peterson, Jonathan F. Sullivan, Paul Schumacher, Lauren Broughton, Dr. Paul Kaiser, Matthew Berg, James Dooley, Robert Doctor, Justin James, and Rebecca Berg. Thanks for your support.
What is it, Captain?
Whatever it is, it's incredibly advanced.
Hey, iPhone users, you can now listen to Issues Etc. live on your iPhone. Find out by going to piratechristianradio.com and click the iPhone link on the homepage. You no longer have to sit by your PC, laptop, or home radio to listen to Issues Etc. live. piratechristianradio.com and look for the iPhone icon.
With something much, much more. And it's going to change everything.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
You gotta love those Bereans. The Book of Acts says they were of a noble character and didn't just take Paul's words at face value. They examined the scriptures to see if what he was saying was true. You need to do the same with all the politicians running for office. Many talk about their faith in God, but you need to examine their stand on issues in the light of Scripture to see if all their talk about faith is true. Do they truly represent God's will? Do they support killing innocent unborn babies by abortion? God gave us the privilege and honor of electing those who lead us, and He expects us to elect leaders who acknowledge and obey the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If so, our nation will be strong and be blessed.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues, Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues, Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. issuesetc.org.